This is the Talent, Sales, and Scale Show.
Okay, I'm talking to the sellers directly now, listeners. I'm a millennial, right? I'm at the front end of that curve, but a millennial nonetheless. And so our generation, we were raised differently, like all generations. And there tends to be this belief that, how do I say this politely?
You've already dropped the F-bomb.
Learning, yeah. I'm from Jersey. I'm like one big explicit like stamp should just be on my forehead. Learning, I don't want to say paying your dues, but this is a hard business, right? And you got to do a lot of it, especially while you're learning. Like I highly encourage everybody to learn quickly, right? Do a lot of it quickly so that you like just kind of rip off the band-aid. You don't have to wallow in it. But mastery takes time. Competence takes time. And there are no damn shortcuts. And so I think that that's an important thing to keep in mind. Like, put your head down, do your job, take care of your people, take care of your buyers, take care of your teammates around you, and earn the right to operate in a more autonomous capacity, right? This assumes that we've done a good job of scoping the roles that we're in and like using tools like RepU and making decisions based on how we want to sell and does this align with where I'm looking. But then the second piece of it is that like this idea of passion or like loving what you do. I heard a great podcast this weekend and it talked about how passion is an output of mastery. And so I love, Brian, how you brought it third. But I think that one of the things that's hard about this profession is that it feels less than, or could feel less than sometimes. And I empathize with that. However, nothing could be further from the truth. But again, to the point, like put in the work, put in the hours, put in the practice and work with what you're given, the fundamentals of the steps that you're given, and then learn how to iterate on your approach from there. And again, no skipping steps, patience, and of course, you know, lean into the journey, right? Focus. The only competition that matters in this business is getting a little bit better than yesterday's version of yourself. Another hard stop.
Yeah. So, and I always say, content with who you are, discontent to stay who you are, right? It's always looking at how can I be better today than I was yesterday, knowing today I have to improve even more, yet today being satisfied with who I am. And that's the real challenge. And it's curious, right? So if things are changing so much, it's really easy, especially in this tight labor market, to shortchange yourself to only spend 4, 6, 8, 10 months as an SDR, BDR before you move into whatever next role it is. And I'm really going to encourage you. There was a person on one of the communities that I'm in said, hey, I'm 5 months into this SDR role. I'm looking to become an AE. And I said, let me share something with you that you're not going to like. Stay put for 18 to 24 months. I mean, and sure enough, they left, right? They moved into that next role. And if you moved into that next role too quickly, fast is slow and slow is fast, it's going to slow you down. And if you have to go back because you were ineffective as that AE, especially now, the market has flattened out and they're talking about this looming recession. Mm-hmm. It's easy to take orders. It's hard to sell. And it's even harder to sell in a down market, which people haven't known for the last 12 years or so. And so they better strap in, buckle up and get ready to learn, you know, Andy Paul's way of selling and how to do this effectively. Go ahead. You had something.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Andy and I were just talking about the recession. And what I love about the sell-in stuff is that it focuses on effectiveness, right? And obviously training the human, but it's like, it's amazing how much damage you could do on, you know, let's say a 5-point increase in your win rate at scale, like just for the revenue and for your bottom line. But a couple of things. There is actually an organization called SDR Defenders for a reason. And it totally depends on what organization a person is sitting in. Like that would be something that I would be very interested in sussing out before giving anybody any direction on that one. And I'll just leave that there. The second thing is that I was a full cycle AE the entire time, right? Yeah. There was never a point in my career where someone was opening up opportunities for me, which sounds pretty lovely. And you're pointing at yourself, Brian, I know you feel this too. And so I think that one of the, and don't get me wrong, I'm pretty squarely camp full cycle, but you know, obviously the nature of the sale and the team, like whatever, there are factors that are worth considering. But that said, one of the reasons that I'm camp full cycle for the most part is one, because it does create this I don't know, it's almost like a sense of entitlement. But at the same time, if my job is to teach you how to be an enterprise seller, and I haven't taught you how to open up enterprise deals, like at that at enterprise level, then have I taught you how to be an enterprise seller? And I would say, no, I have not. And so part of the way that I'm thinking about it, like you should be hunting and prospecting and sourcing your own opportunities, even as an AE. And yeah. So that's not necessarily a skill that I think just like dies once somebody steps into the AE role, quite the opposite.
Yeah, if you're not sourcing 20 to 40% of your own or expecting to do that, then you're in trouble. And shame on you for allowing, you know, if you say marketing isn't giving me my leads or my SDR, BDR isn't doing their job. No, it's actually you who's not doing your job. So
exactly, yep. Exactly. Well, and I always like think about the strain it puts on the buyers too, right? How many times having to have the same discovery conversation, like one time with the SDR, just because the AE didn't read the notes that, or hasn't coached their SDR, like it's the buyers that feel the friction too.